Recovery Radio, KMP3000. Are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. I do not have words today for how grateful I am to be here with you. I'm just going to get right into it. Two weeks ago today, I had a stroke. It was considered a minor stroke, but, you know, if you know anything about them, minor strokes are big deals. And I sat up in the middle of the night, couldn't really sleep, didn't really know why, really restless. Sat up, woke up my wife. I couldn't talk, I was just mumbling. My brain was not connected to my mouth, could not form words, it was just babbling, mumbling. Couldn't speak. And my wife said, get dressed. I know what this is. Rushed me to the hospital. And I was there for a long time, overnight. Tests. That's where I've been. And I've wanted to do a podcast many times. And haven't felt ready to do that until today. I regained the ability to speak pretty quickly. But it's taken some work and still taking work. And I'm grateful. I'm going to make a full recovery in that. You know, I could go on and on about the details of all of it, but bottom line, I have to see a cardiologist on a regular basis and take some medicine and make some changes. And pretty young to have a stroke. I mean, I know it's all over the place when this happens, but 48. And it happened a week before my AA birthday. And which is October 19th. And I will tell you that written on my hospital bed, on tape, underneath it, on all sides, was October 19th. So everybody who came in to visit me, all of them said the same thing. They all said, you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe what's written on your bed. So today I'm going to wing it. Really wanted to check in and talk to you a little bit about what this experience has been like for me. And speak to this idea that I feel deeply in my heart and speak about often, which is this: Alcoholics Anonymous is an all-terrain vehicle. It's an all-terrain vehicle. So today I just want to talk to you about what my experience has been like for the last couple weeks. I guess I'll start by saying that I'm not afraid of dying. But I love life. I love it. I love life. You are listening to someone who loves life. I love it. I'm a passionate man. I am excited about a lot of stuff a lot of times. I'm in a state of, let's do this. It's kind of just where I live. I'm fired up and looking forward to a lot of things all the time and just love life. I love life. I moan when I eat. I'm happily married. I have godsons. I have a sense of purpose. I love what I do. I love where I live. I love the adventure. I don't get bored. I love life. I love being alive. And, you know, got to the hospital and there's a stroke center there, for which I'm very grateful. Wheeled me right in. Did a bunch of tests. And, you know, spent a lot of time in rooms in a gurney, just waiting and thinking and feeling and praying. And the first, I had two primary thoughts. The first thought was a very comforting thought, which is everyone that I love knows that I love them, I think. That was my first thought. And that was comforting. When I was about 7 years sober, my best friend killed himself. And I hadn't spoken to him for about 6 months prior to that. He had moved. And anyways, since then, I've tried to be very expressive. And, you know, let people know that I love them. So, there's that. The other primary thought that I had was that I felt really sad because I knew my wife was terrified. And she's a rock. But I hated the experience she was having. I knew it. Scared to death. And, but I have to tell you that, almost immediately when this happened, there was a tidal wave, a tsunami of love and support. That was so overwhelming for me and my wife, so overwhelming that the experience quickly became about that. I mean, the flood of love from my AA family was just overwhelming. I mean, incredible people in my life. Incredible. I mean, people coming to the hospital, calling, texting, showing up, buying us groceries, cards. I mean, the amount of people that said, I will do anything you need, let me know. Overwhelmed me. So that was amazing. That was amazing, and that's kind of what the experience, like I said, became about, more than the stroke. I was afraid to leave the hospital. I was worried that it was going to happen again. And the hospital threw me out, basically. Said, you can't stay, you're okay. And I went home, and just this sea of family and friends came over and stayed with me. And really stayed at my house for days until I was comfortable. Until I had, had some new experiences there that separated the event. And, that's what happened. That's what happened. And so I'm sitting here now. I was getting ready to do this today. I thought, I don't... Because it's hard to talk. I can talk, but it takes a lot of concentration. Usually it takes none. Now it takes some today. So I can do it. And if I speak loudly and concentrate and go slowly, I can do it very well. But if I, start talking really fast or stop concentrating, I'll mumble. But anyways, I don't know what you're getting out of hearing this, but I can't tell you how blessed I feel and how grateful I feel to be alive, to be sober, to have love, to feel love for other people. To trust God. I mean, I trust God. I really do. I tried to be funny in the hospital, cracking jokes. They weren't always funny. They're normally not always funny. Some of the nurses didn't think they were funny at all. And I quickly learned that, there's a time and a place for some jokes. And, when they're examining you and asking you health things, you can't give nuanced, sarcastic answers or anything like that. And then I got out of the hospital, and then, a few days later, it was my AA anniversary, celebrating 30 years being sober. And, there's levels of gratitude. There's levels of appreciation. There's no ceiling for these things. I'm noticing. Because before all this happened, I felt really, really grateful. I mean, I really did. And, that pales in comparison to how I feel today. I'm so happy to be here, breathing, looking forward to so much again. Peace in my heart. I've been going to meetings again on a regular basis. It took me a few days to work up the, wherewithal to go see everybody. I was so happy when I did. I love the people in my community so much. Can I tell you? I mean, So I don't know who needed to hear this today. But I was really moved to say something and show up, put something out there. I appreciate the support for this podcast more than you'll ever know. I mean, I'm just tickled beyond, I mean, it means a lot to me. The emails and the messages, and it means a lot to me. Those of you who have been listening, who wrote to me on my sober anniversary to wish me a happy anniversary, thank you for doing that. It was very touching. I remember, I want to share a little story and then I'll think I'll be done for the day. And I remember my first sober Thanksgiving. It was pouring rain. And I was driving. I was sober about a month. And I was driving to my dad's girlfriend's house. And in the pouring rain, it was about a 45-minute drive. And I got there, and we had the Twilight Zone Thanksgiving Marathon meeting. Twilight Zone Thanksgiving Marathon on TV. And she had all these snacks laid out. And it was a modest little gathering, just her and my dad and me. And my sister was there and a couple people I didn't really know. And I was... there was a little bowl of regular potato chips on the table. And I don't know why, but this just grabbed me. Because for some reason, it was the first moment, you know, that I remember thinking or being aware of the work that went into doing something like that. Like, I was looking at the chips and I was thinking, she bought the chips. She thought of today. She bought the chips. She went into the kitchen. She opened the bag of chips. She picked a bowl. She poured the chips in the bowl. She put it out for the five of us. You might be listening to this and thinking, yeah, no shit. But this seemed kind of, this was a little bit of a revelation for me. I was thinking, it was a new thought that people... The effort went into love. Action. And it doesn't just show up there. There's so many things we take for granted. I'm sharing this with you because every card that I got, I have a lot of cards on a shelf here, a lot of cards. And every single card that I got, you know, I was thinking about the thought. This person had the thought. I'm going to get him a card, and then I'm going to take it home. And I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to wait in line. I'm going to pay for it. And then I'm going to take it home. And I'm going to sit down. And I'm going to write in this card. And I'm going to put this card in an envelope. And then I'm going to deliver it to him. I mean, that's... So... I'm just aware of all that. And to me, all of that action is love, and it means something. So thank you for all of the expressions of love that I've received. It always reaches me. And, you know, that's the thought for the day, I guess. What we do matters. Everything we do matters. I remember I used to think that most of what I did and said just went into some vortex. Didn't mean shit. But everything I do matters. What I say matters. It all matters. It's affecting someone. And, so I'm going to try and be more loving today than I ever have been. And I am now going to go try to live a life that was worth saving. And I hope you do the same. Good night.